Hello, Radio St. Pete listeners. This is Nanette Weiser, news director and your host today for another musical interlude. Today with Vincent Sims, who performed with the amazing Guitars Galore at Freeform Theater. You're going to be hearing the concert today, Sunday, and we wanted to introduce it with Vincent. Vincent, welcome to the show.
I'm glad to be here.
So, Vincent, you were raised in St. Pete. Tell us a little bit about your journey to attend the Berklee College of Music in Boston, really very prestigious.
I went to Berklee, and as a matter of fact, the way I went to Berklee is I had a buddy that played trumpet, and he was going to go to Berklee too, and so we were going to be roommates. And what happened is he ended up not going, and I ended up going.
Well, you know what? Lucky for us that you did. And, you know, the folks, I want you to know that Vincent actually has, like, a whole Encore degree and bachelor's degree in information systems from the University of South Florida. And you've played with many recognized artists, besides the Al Downing All-Stars, Lucky Peterson, James Peterson, Coco Taylor, Belinda Womack, Lauren Mitchell Band. And you are the former president of the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association.
Yeah.
And you're currently membership chairman. Is that right?
Correct. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we talked to another former president today, Mark Feynman from La Lucha. So I feel like we are just in Al Downing world, which we love. As you know, Alvinette has her Sounds of Healing show that she does with Radio St. Pete. But that's for another day. Let's talk about the Guitars Galore and what happened. Tell us about your experience.
Well, I mean, it was a great concert. We had five jazz guitarists. Jose Valandia, Bart Hansi, Carl Amundson, Charlie Robinson, and myself.
And then you had a few backup rhythm section people, Richard Stretch Spruhn on piano, and Kenny, I love this, Dr. Lohertz, Walker on bass,
and
Ron Greig on drums.
And they accompanied each of us.
So tell us a little bit about your set. I know that there was a combined grand finale. Tell us a little bit about what you performed and what was so fantastic for you, Vincent.
Well, the songs that I performed were, Big Boss Man, which is a B.B. King song, but it's got the feel of Michael Jackson's Billie Jean. And B.B. King sings Big Boss Man over that. So we did that. We did Don't You Worry About a Thing, which is Stevie Wonder's tune.
Oh, yeah.
An old jazz tune called Girl Talk.
Well, then you were thinking about me. I can't wait to listen to it.
Yes.
It's wonderful. What was it like to just be backstage? Share with our Radio St. Pete listeners the feeling backstage as you got ready and the camaraderie that you felt.
Well, first of all, let me just say about Girl Talk, too. Maggie Becker sang that, and she wrote more modern words because it had, like, you know, 60s words to it. So she felt they were very sexist. So she wrote more modern words.
That is wonderful. I'm going to try to find the lyrics and put them up with the article that we post as well.
Okay.
And it was a sold-out performance. You couldn't get a ticket for Free Fall for Guitars Galore.
You could not. You could not. And backstage, everybody, you know, everybody was had good spirits, and we had a good time backstage. We had some sandwiches and some chips and some soda back there, so we we had a good time.
That is wonderful. Tell me about the combined grand finale, which, folks, you're going to get to hear it here in its entirety. And we want to again thank the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association, each of the artists for their permission, and, of course, Freefall Theater that recorded for us. Tell us what that combined grand finale, what it was all about.
Well, the grand finale, we played the Duke Ellington tune, Sea Jam Blues. And we played that, and everybody played a couple of choruses individually, and then we played a couple of choruses all together with all five guitars soloing at one time.
It was a symphony of guitars. I mean, had you ever participated in something like that? Five guitars all at once.
We did it before. Yeah, this is the second iteration of it. We did it maybe, I don't know, about eight years ago. So this is the second one.
Wow. And I bet you want to do it again soon.
Oh, yeah.
So, Vincent, where do you play? I mean, I know that, do you sit in on the Monday jazz jam at the Hangar? Where do you?
You know what? I usually don't. I'm there a lot, but I don't usually play. But I did play Monday a couple days ago, yes.
You were still enjoying the contact high from being with all the guitarists, right?
Yeah.
So have you done a CD? Tell us a little bit about, I mean, are you a music composer as well? Tell us a little bit about your music.
No, I have not done a CD under my own name. There was a group called Rocksteady at 8, which is like a reggae-type group, and I play on their album, and a couple of my songs are on that album, but it's under Rocksteady at 8. It's not, they're not under my name. And I've played on other people's projects, but I have never done my own.
Do you think
that I need to do?
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, I really, listen, the people that you play with, share with us a little bit about some of the fabulous people that you've met in playing in their bands or backing them up or performing on their albums.
Well, the last person that I played with, major artist, was Lauren Mitchell. And
wow.
She has a Grammy now because the Count Basie band put out an album, Count Basie Does the Blues. And they had a bunch of different blues artists that recorded that album with them. And she just sang on one song, but she's on that album, and that album got a Grammy. So she gets a Grammy. Everybody on the album gets a Grammy.
And fabulous.
And she lives in San Miguel, Mexico now. But she used to live in Bradenton.
I didn't know that.
I played with her for 5 years, and she took me all around the East Coast, West Coast. We went to Boston, St. Louis, Detroit, Atlanta, all over.
That is fabulous, and I'm a big fan of her. Tell me what Coco Taylor, working with Coco Taylor was like. She's a personal fave of mine.
Well, okay. The way I got to work with Coco Taylor is she always carries two guitar players. And one of her guitar players had to go back home, had an emergency in Chicago. So he had to go back home, and there was about 3 dates that he couldn't make. So I did those 3 dates in Florida. One was in Tampa, one was in Fort Lauderdale, and one was in Gainesville.
So you're the go-to, you know, this is a rare thing in music. I don't think people realize studio musicians that you could pull in. Alex Harris is a little bit like that, too. I remember he filled in for somebody at Clearwater Jazz Holiday. But you're one of those people that is well-known in the industry and can be counted on to just fit seamlessly with whatever that person's doing. That's amazing.
Yeah, I've been around here a long time, so pretty much everybody knows me. And I'm on the blues scene and the jazz scene. So all the blues people know me and all the jazz people know me.
Well, who do you, I just want to ask you also, what was it like to work with Lucky Peterson?
Well, first of all, I've known Lucky since Lucky was a kid. He was about 12 years old. I was in a band with him when he was 12 years old.
Wow.
And so I've known Lucky for a long time. And Lucky he was a genius. You know, he had a million-seller record when he was 5 years old.
No, I did not know that.
Yes, he had a million-seller record. It was called 1, 2, 3, 4. And it was just like James Brown's Please, Please, Please. But all he said was 1, 2, 3, 4. And then he played the organ.
Amazing. I want to ask you how you were raised in St. Petersburg. How has the jazz and blues scene changed over the years? We asked Fred Johnson and all of our friends this, but I'd love to have your insights on this, Vincent.
Well, the big change is that the demographic of the listener has gotten older. You know, I mean, 30 years ago, we were all, you know, younger.
Young hip cats, right?
but now, hey, everybody's in their 60s and 70s, and people aren't going out to hear live music as much as they used to. And that's understandable. So
Al Downing actually works hard to get young kids involved in, and so does Clearwater Jazz Holiday in music,
yes, it does.
Right?
Yes, they do. Correct. They do.
So what do we do? What do we do to get a new audience, a new young audience reacquainted with you, your jazz brethren, your blues brethren? How do we get them involved?
Well, the main thing is to put the music in front of the kids, you know, and let them hear the music, and they will gravitate to it. Some of them, you know, some of them are going to still be in the hip-hop or whatever, but if they hear the music, then they will gravitate to it.
Well, y'all, you're all in for a terrific treat. The Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association presents Guitars Galore, Carl Ogmanson, Bart Hanschy, Charlie Robinson, Jose Velandia, and we've been talking with Vincent Sims. Vincent, anything you want to share with our listeners before we let the concert begin?
No, just hey, I hope you enjoy it, and we had a great time making music.
Thank you, Vincent Sims. Sit back and let's hear five guitars, five guitarists, world-class musicians. It's off to you, Vincent. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.